Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Balanced Pep Rally. Join Tom Marquis and $2 Bill Josh as they break down all the high school action for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh for today's Pep Rally.
My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us all across the United States right here on the Balanced Pep Rally. We do this every Friday evening at 6 o'clock. We break down all of the high school football action right here in Central Indiana. Now, I know that you guys email me and tweet me all the time, what about my little team out in Arizona? We'd love to talk about it. Just tweet us. Link us to it, and you know, eventually we are going to expand this show to 60 minutes, but today is the day that we talk about Indiana high school football. And Josh, we've got a lot on the plate today, a lot to talk about. Week 7, 2011, what's going on, my friend?
Well, since Tom forgot to introduce you, that's El Presidente Tom Marquis, and I'm $2 Bill Josh. We have a couple big games going on tonight. We have Ben Davis and Cinder Grove, Warren Central and Carmel, Fishers and Zionsville. Tom asked me for a hot dog report earlier. I'm going to tell you what I told him here in just a few minutes when he brings it up. But we have plenty of high school action going on.
All right. We got a lot to cover. So, Josh, real quickly, what I want to do is kind of go through some of our key matchups. Every single Friday we break down the games that we feel, because it's our show and we can kind of dictate the rules, we feel that are the most important. I won't even say the most important. That came out wrong. That would have the most influence. Obviously, we have a lot of games here in the Indy metro area and all across the state of Indiana. And if you're in Indiana and you want to talk some high school football, give us a call. 917-889-8516 is the digits. Josh, what games are we covering tonight?
Well, we got Ben Davis, Cinder Grove, Warren Central, Carmel, Zionsville, Fishers, Lawrence Central, Southport, Howell, Northwest. Yes, we're talking about an IPS school. The first time we talked about IPS all year, Tom.
Okay. Go ahead, Josh.
Well, there's a couple of key battles in the mid-conference tonight. Is Ben Davis is 5-1, going to Cinder Grove, who's 5-1. Undefeated Warren Central and undefeated Carmel are playing at 7:30 down at Lucas Oil Stadium. We also have North Central trying to end a four-game losing skid playing. I can't remember who they're playing tonight, though. And we have four-win Bishop Dwinger and Bishop Chittard. We have Howell Northwest. We're going to talk some North Central Southport. We're going to talk some Northeast Indiana High School football when Gary Snyder joins us here in just a few minutes.
Right, absolutely. Gary's going to join us here in just a few minutes. Obviously, we run back-to-back shows here, so he's got to wrap up his show and then jump over to this show. So as soon as he joins us, we'll break down some of those games up there in northern Indiana that we always like to talk about. All right, Josh, Indiana High School football, this is a Balanced Pep Rally. We do this every Friday night, 6 o'clock, right here on Blog Talk Radio. This week, the premier matchup in Indiana High School, I think, both teams crashed outside of the sectionals last season, but Carmel and Warren Central have been premier groups this year in the state for the past decade. Between them, they have 6 late championships and 3 runner-up finishes in the Class 5A since 2003. Tonight, Warren Central versus number 2 Carmel. So you got number 1 Warren Central versus number 2 Carmel, Lucas Oil Stadium. These two have a combined of 13 state championships, 7 with Warren and 6 with Carmel. and they have just dominated the 5A class since its inception. So, Josh, what do we need to look for Warren Central and Carmel tonight out at Lucas Oil?
Well, Warren Central won the matchup 2 years ago in the state championship. Last year, it was Carmel winning that battle. They both got eliminated in the sectionals last year, and they both look to be state championship contenders this year. So we need to see who can run the ball, who can control the line of scrimmage, and who gets the better quarterback play. Warren Central should get the better quarterback play, though.
All right, now we do talk a lot about Ben Davis on this show, and there's a lot of other great programs. Now this game also has a lot else riding on it. The first place Metropolitan Interscholastic Conference is at stake. The largest collection of Division I talent in Indiana will be on the field, and so. The Notre Dame, Fighting Irish, Purdue Boilermakers, Indiana Hoosiers, Cincinnati Bearcats, Kentucky Wildcats, and Ball State Cardinals all have commits on the field tonight, Josh. That's fantastic. All of these kids are going to great schools, going to play some great football in the future. So who are the standout players that have committed to bigger and better schools that have a lot going on for them here in the next couple of years?
Well, Caleb Cornett, a 6'5 wide receiver from Ben Davis, has committed to Indiana University. Everybody on the Warren Central defensive line has committed to either Kentucky, Notre Dame, IU, or Purdue. Warren Central's quarterback just committed to Cincinnati. Warren Central has a couple linebackers, I believe, that are headed over to Notre Dame. One might be going to the University of Southern California. There's a whole lot of Cedar Grove Trojans, too many to name, headed over to Marion University. So both of those matchups tonight are ripe with college talent. It should be hard-hitting, fast-paced, shootout-type games. Maybe Carmel will upset number one Warren Central. Maybe Ben Davis will upset Cedar Grove, or maybe Forman will hold in Warren Central and Cedar Grove will both win tonight.
All right. Well, and you know what? It's going to be an exciting game. I always like to watch those really good 5A teams go at it. So, number one, Warren Central, 6-0, undefeated against number two, Carmel, 6-0. 7:30 to 9 out of Lucas Oil Stadium. We've got nothing else going on here in Indianapolis. Head on down there to Lucas Oil Stadium. Always exciting to watch a high school game out there. Well, Josh, not to be outdone by the Carmel-Warren Central game, but let's talk about it. We talk about them every week because they're big. Ben Davis tonight. Ben Davis 5-1. Cedar Grove 5-1. Class A, 5A number 4. Ben Davis at Cedar Grove 5-1. Again, these guys have their own collection of talent on the field. Both teams have multiple players fielding Division I offers, and the winner will have the inside track on catching Carmel or Warren Central for the MIC title. Ben Davis lost by 6 to Warren Central, while Cedar Grove lost 42-17 to Carmel. That means the winner could control their own destiny in the MIC race, depending on the result at Lucas Oil Stadium tonight, Josh. So tonight, Ben Davis, Cedar Grove, what are the keys to this game?
Well, like you said, a share of first place in the mixed conference title could be on the line if Ben Davis wins and Carmel wins. If Warren Central wins and Cedar Grove wins, and it's already done, what's Warren Central will win the conference title. Or if Carmel wins and Cedar Grove wins, Carmel will win the MIC title. So basically, Ben Davis has a shot to get up there and compete for the MIC championship. Cedar Grove really can't, so they're hoping to keep Ben Davis from being able to get up there and compete for the MIC championship since they can't. Ben Davis has lost the last 5 meetings to the Cedar Grove Trojans. The last time they won was 2007. With a score of Ben Davis 4, Cedar Grove 3. Yes, that's a football score from back in 2007. The Giants won 4-3. This has been Davis's best team since 2008 when they lost in the semi-state to Cedar Grove 35-21. Now is the time for Ben Davis to prove they're a dominant program, but now is the time for Cedar Grove to prove that they haven't fallen off the face of the map either. I believe it's going to be the hardest hitting, fast paced. This game could be over in 2 hours. Both teams are going to keep the ball on the ground, run the clock down. Shouldn't be a whole lot of penalties as they're not penalized teams. I'm going to go ahead and say, and Tom's going to call me a homer for this pick, Ben Davis gets it done for the first time since 2007, 42-17.
Did you just say Tom's going to call you a homo?
You're probably going to call me a homer for that pick.
I think that's the first time the word homo has been used on our show. Not that there's anything wrong with it. All right, guys, we move on down the list. A lot of games going on. That's one thing that I like about our pep rally. We do this every single Friday night right here on Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. We break down the games in Central Indiana, but we do like to talk high school football. So if there's any topics or any teams you want us to talk to, just send us a tweet, T-Balance, and we'll try to see if we can't throw something on there as well. Obviously, Josh, moving on down the list, we've got Carroll 5-1 at Class A, 5A, number 7, Homestead 6-0. If a team is going to challenge the MIC winner this season, one needs to look at Fort Wayne, where Homestead has already set itself up as the favorite in the sectional 3 by virtue of its undefeated record. Quarterback Zach Terrell. We'll certainly get into more of this when Gary Snyder gives us a call, and we're expecting him to call any time. Actually, speak of the devil, the guy that has his very own mug on his own mug, Mr. Gary Snyder. Gary, so glad that you could join the pep rally with us today.
Yeah, I want to thank you for pointing out that Jen was listening and wanted a mug, because so was my wife. So now I spent the last 10 minutes explaining that one to her.
Hey, I can't help it. I got a tweet from a listener that tweeted on my side of the thing and said, hey, I want one of those mugs. Her name just happened to be Jen. So, absolutely. Jen's a homewrecker.
I just told my wife, I'm glad we have a groupie now.
Hey, I'm all for having groupies. Now we just got to get those groupies to share the love, because the two shows are
not necessarily share the love and maybe.
I don't even want to get into it. I tell you what I do want to get into is we were just really getting ready to talk about this game, so you called it the perfect time. Carroll 5-1 at Class A, 5A, number 7, Homestead. Like I was just saying, if a team is going to challenge the MIC winner this season, they need to take a look up there at Fort Wayne, where Homestead has already set itself up as the favorite in the sectional by an undefeated record. And I was just getting ready to talk about quarterback Zach Terrell is committed to Western Michigan. He's committed to be at a Bronco up there and has promised a really good future ahead of him. This game will help decide the Northeast Hoosier Conference, as both teams are 4-0 in league and play. Carroll and Homestead, Gary, what are your thoughts on that game?
I have not seen Carroll play, but I did see Homestead play. They opened their season at Huntington North. It was a very close game up until a late interception, a game that Huntington North actually had a chance to win. I am not overly convinced that Homestead is deserving of that undefeated record. They're deserving in the fact that they've won these games. But, I would not put any money on the house with Homestead on this.
All right. Well, guys, we'll be right back. And when we get back, we're going to break some more games down up there in the Fort Wayne, Huntington, Marion region from Gary Snyder. Obviously, we're going to break some games down here in the Indianapolis metro area. And if you've got any questions about some Indiana high school football games, we'd love to talk to you about them. Give us a call in the next 15 minutes, 917-889-8516. You're listening to the Pep Rally on Blog Talk Radio.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley, Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Back to the Balanced Pep Rally. We had about 15 minutes breaking down high school football in Central Indiana. But before we get to that, that's right, Gary, said it on your show, going to say it on my show. Winter is rapidly approaching, and the time is running out to get the much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now at 317-523-8414. DHB is honest, top-notch general contractors serving Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414 or online, dhb.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound and distinguished by excellence. Much like this show, Gary Snyder, much like this show.
Good job, Gary. You taught Tom the words.
Gary saved the day yesterday on last night's show. So Gary, I owe you one big time on that. And one of the things I'm going to let you just lead off on the story on this, and I certainly want to bring this up and talk about this because it doesn't happen very often here in Indiana. You know me, I'm always out there searching outside the box for a story. I'm always sniffing for a story, but I asked you just a few minutes ago if you've got the scoop on the Eastbrook football having to forfeit. If you could share that story with us. Obviously, a lot of us here in the Indianapolis metro area and across the state of Indiana aren't familiar with this, and it doesn't happen a lot, so I just thought it was worth mentioning and kind of talk a little bit about what caused that.
All right, let me preface all this by saying I'm driving north on I-69 right now in a minivan with a 40-mile-an-hour crosswind heading to my son's hockey practice and then heading to Red Lobster for some Cheddar Bay biscuits afterwards. Eastbrook started the season off 6-0, a very talented team, highly ranked, I believe, in Class A or Class 2A. I'm not sure which one. But this week, they self-reported an incident to the IHSAA that they played an ineligible player in three games. And when the story came out, it ended up being a clerical error. They had a kid that transferred from another school. And the paperwork on Eastbrook's end was sent in to the IHSAA early on in the summer. Now, Eastbrook, they did many of these transfers. They had several transfer students, and that they got a batch of transfers approvals back in the form of a list. And this kid's name was not on the list, but they did not recognize that. And allowed him to play. He was on the team. He played in three of Eastbrook's wins, including one that was he went in the game when it was 59-0. So they went back, looked at tape, found out this kid played in three games after they took a second look at this transfer list and noticed he was not on there. He played in all three instances. They were mop-up roles in the fourth quarter after the game was well decided. They were forced to forfeit three of their wins. So now they are 3-3. Three of these wins were conference wins, so now that pretty much takes them out of running for a conference championship. And when they found out, they self-reported, they resubmitted this paperwork and had an approval pack. In less than an hour from the IHSAA, the kid ended up playing the same night that they noticed this technicality. And you know, it's just a sad situation. And you know, unfortunately, the Eastbrook football team has to pay for, has to pay for the mistake of the IHSAA and their athletic department for not seeing that this kid was not on the list. But you know, it really goes back to, you know, at what point does, you know, a bureaucracy start getting some common sense? This was a clerical error. It was a kid who played in mop-up roles on the Eastbrook team. You know, it's kind of like the Cub Scout forgetting to take his Cub Scout knife out of his pants pocket. He goes to school. It's found, and he's kicked out of school for bringing a weapon to school. The IHSAA, I make no bones about it, they've destroyed high school basketball in the state of Indiana. They try to, they're pretty much the sports Nazi in this state. The IHSAA carrying a heavy hand when really common sense probably should have proved better here.
Right, and the more I dig into this story, and I don't know a lot about it, but the way I understand it, his parents were actually in the military. He was from Japan, and he played fourth game, like you said, in the fourth quarter of the games that had already been decided. Eastbrook just got a new athletic director. I feel sorry for the kid. He didn't do anything wrong, and I don't know that Eastbrook even knew that they were doing anything wrong. I'm just totally baffled. I'm with you on the IHS.
With interviews, we've had interviews with the coach and the athletic director on my radio station, 1400 WBAT, because Eastbrook is in Grant County, and you know, they had no clue. They probably should have seen that he was not on the transfer list. But when it was identified, it was self-reported, it was sent in again when they self-reported it, it was approved within an hour, and the kid played that night.
That's unbelievable. Well, we'll follow that story more here on the Balance Pep Rally. Obviously, we don't have a lot of time to really dive into it, but that's something that we're going to definitely talk about on the gridiron and maybe over on the Gary Snyder Show as well, because this topic isn't done, and if it happens this time, it's going to happen again. So we'll certainly get into that. Real quickly, Gary, let's talk a little bit about Huntington North, Marion. What do those teams separately have going on in up there in your neck of the woods tonight? What's going on?
Well, Marion comes off a huge win, just thumping Huntington North last week. I talked with Randy Sahe, the head coach of the Marion football team, right after the Huntington North win last week. And, he said that their whole game plan was to force Huntington North to pitch the ball in their option offense. Huntington North did pitch it. The back did not catch it, and it was put on the ground nine times, lost six fumbles, and Marion ended up winning that game 38-14. I had actually called it the other way. Huntington travels to Muncie Central tonight. As long as I think Huntington North does not put it on the ground, which is a big if, they should win that game. Marion travels down to Anderson. Should be a great game, but I think Marion takes this game. They've, at least for 1 week, figured out how to play defense, and if they can figure out how to play defense with that prolific offense they have, they could be peaking and heading into the sectionals and peaking at the right time.
All right. Well, that's Gary Snyder with the Gary Snyder Show. Real quickly, Gary, how can they find your work? We want to make sure that we cover these Indy Metro games in the last 5 minutes of the show.
I am on 1400 WBAT weekdays, 3 to 6, the Gary Snyder Show. I can also be found at GaryLSnyder.com, where you can find everything we talk about on my show, pretty much.
All right, Gary Snyder, we appreciate you joining us. And you know you have an open invitation. And we want to know when the mug with your mug is delivered so that we can deliver the mugs to both your wife, Jenny, and whoever else decides that they need a Gary Snyder mug.
Dude, I can tell you Jen's not getting one if I want to stay married, buddy.
I have a question for you, Gary.
Okay, go ahead.
Since we kind of had that friendly little wager on the gridiron last night, any chance you could join us Monday night to talk about the Purdue-Notre Dame game, even if it's for just a few minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, Gary, appreciate you joining us. We're going to jump right into Indianapolis Metro games. And, Gary, you're more than welcome to stay around, but usually when we ask your input, you say, I got nothing. So.
Me, me.
Well, when I say when you got to go, you got to go.
You have made me very
All right, Gary, thanks for joining us. He just kind of dodged out of there. He didn't even sit around and wait for, well, when you got to go, you got to go. I tell you what, though, we about got to go, and we're running out of time here. I just wanted to make sure that I covered that Eastbrook story, Josh. And so I know we got a lot of other games to catch up on here, so we're going to go through these real quick. Obviously, Northwest 1-5 against Howell 4-2. Real quickly, what's going on in that game?
Howell's going to look to beat Northwest tonight and put it to 5-2 and win the IPSAC. For the first time ever, what an awesome accomplishment that would be by Howe.
All right, Decatur Central 5-1 at Greenwood 4-2.
I think Decatur Central is going to prove to 6-1. They're going to continue to roll under their 26-year-old head coach, which still amazes me.
All right, Lawrence Central 5-1 at Southport 4-2.
Look for Southport to get some revenge over Lawrence Central, who knocked Southport out of the state tournament last year before advancing to the state finals.
All right, guys, so glad that you could join us here on the Balance Pep Rally. We do this thing called the Pep Rally every single Friday night at 6 o'clock. And so make sure that you join us. Josh, real quickly, 30-second timeout.
If you can't go out tonight to support a local high school team, I also wanted to let the viewers know that right now Tampa Bay is taking Texas to school 6-0.
All right, guys, that's going to do it. We'll see you Monday. We're going to wrap that up, the last 24 hours of the whole weekend. And, of course, Gary Snyder is going to join us and talk a little bit about the breakdown of the Purdue-Notre Dame game, guys. All right, we're going to have all the NFL action for you. And don't forget, MLB playoffs start tonight. In fact, they're already underway. So make sure that you glue yourself to the TV and go Cardinals. We'll see you guys on Monday.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo!
More!
More!
More!